ago. Quite honestly, I don't remember when I said it, but I know I said it. I asked everybody if they wanted to go to heaven. I don't know if that was at one of these masses or not. And everybody's hands went up. Everybody wanted to go to heaven. But then I asked, who wanted to go today? And like maybe a handful. Most people didn't want to go today. And I admit, if I was on the other end of that question, I would be hesitant to raise my hand because my first thought is I'm not ready. I'd want to get one last confession in, one last holy hour. Let me say one more mass. I need to pray more. I would think of bad habits that I still haven't gotten rid of. All sorts of different things that would make me think, no, I can't go now. I'm guessing I'm not alone in that. Our hesitation of wanting to go to heaven now, aside from the fact that we're hopefully enjoying our life here anyway, is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. He warns us to always be ready, because at an hour we don't expect, Jesus will return. We'll be called home. We don't want to be caught off guard like when a burglary would happen. Rather, we and Jesus too want it to be a pleasant surprise, like walking into a surprise birthday party or something like that. First thing to realize is, to some extent, we'll never be as ready as we want to be. It's kind of what I think of whenever my parents have guests over. The house is always pretty clean anyway, but my mom spends the whole week cleaning the house, and somehow it's still not good enough. There's still something more. It doesn't meet the standard. And so for us, there's always going to be that sense of, well, I could have just done a little bit more. We're not going to lead perfect lives, unfortunately. So if we're waiting for the day of perfection, it probably won't come. And if that's our standard for being ready, then we'll never be ready. So to some extent, we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves. On the other hand, we can't then use that as an excuse to not really care. To think, well, if I'm never going to be ready, what does it matter what I do? Those are the two extremes, and we need to live in the middle. We need to live in balance, where we recognize our sinfulness and strive for holiness, while at the same time not walking with our heads hanging. If we always have the right intention, if we're always striving to grow in relationship with God, if we're serving one another, despite our downfalls, we'll be prepared. God didn't create us to live with our heads hanging and all worried, scared, and anxious. He created us to be happy, to be in union with Him. Yes, we're unworthy sinners, but we're unworthy sinners loved by God and redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Whether we want to go to heaven today or not, let's reflect a little bit on our readiness. Reflect on what sin or what wound still needs to be healed. What reconciliation needs to happen between someone else or maybe with God Himself. But let's also be sure to give thanks. To give thanks for God's endless love, for the graces we've received, and for the opportunities to always grow closer to Him despite our downfalls. And most of all, we give thanks for the gift that is eternal life